surrogate parents. The local lead agency or the local school system shall assign a surrogate parent to represent an eligible child if the parent cannot be identified. The public agency, after reasonable efforts, cannot find the child's parent, or the child is a ward of the state of Maryland. Criteria for surrogate parents. No conflict with the interest of the child. Has knowledge and skills that ensure adequate representation of the child. Not an employee of the state or an employee of any service provider involved in the provision of early intervention or other services to the child or the child's family. Not considered an agency employee solely because a person is paid by a public agency to be a surrogate parent. The local lead agency or the local school system shall notify the state superintendent of schools or the superintendent's designee of the surrogate parent appointment. A surrogate parent may represent a child in all matters relating to the evaluation and assessment of the child, development and implementation of child's IFSP, including annual evaluations and periodic reviews, development, review, and revision of a child's IEP. Page 7. Ongoing provision of early intervention services to child and family through the IFSP, or provision of special education and related services to a child through the IEP. Special rules for initial evaluation of wards of the state. If a child is a ward of the state and is not living with his or her parents, the public agency does not need consent from the parents for an initial evaluation to determine if the child is a child with a disability if, despite reasonable efforts to do so, the public agency cannot find the child's parent. The rights of the parents have been terminated in accordance with state law. Or, a judge has assigned the right to make educational decisions and to consent for an initial evaluation to an individual other than the parent.